Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I said, if you have a relationship, it will literally save thousands of lives daily, because if people warn you and teach you where to go, where not to go, what to say, what not to say, and it could potentially save you or your child's life. The Lord has been preparing our hearts about equipping us with wisdom. See, because I understand that we got to do better, and everybody's saying we got to do better. We got to come up some. But how do you come up? What is the how factor in that? By equipping yourself with the word of God, equipping yourself with power by fasting and praying, equipping yourself with strategies of warfare and wisdom principles through the word of God. If you don't fall in love with wisdom, if you don't know how to fall in love with having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will be in trouble. You will be lost.
Amen.
You will be in jeopardy. You will find yourself between a hard place and a hard rock. You will be in compromising situations and places. That's a fact. It's just a fact. Because you are lost. You have no guidance, no compass, no GPS without the Holy Spirit.
Man.
You're moving on fleshly emotions. You're moving on gut wrenches. Let me tell you something, that's a dangerous lifestyle. That's like shooting an arrow with you being blindfolded and trying to hit your target spot on. Slim chance. And what happens is if you try and shoot in the dark, you end up hurting not only yourself, but you'll hurt people around you.
Amen.
Because of your erroneous decision-making. Erroneous decision-making. We got to wise up. I'm pro-wisdom. If you don't know anything about me, you'll know me today. I love knowledge. I love wisdom. I love strategies according to the word of God. It has saved my life. It has healed me from emotional trauma, from health issues, ailments. I'm serious. The wisdom of God has helped me, provided protection. Help me from the police. Giving me favor. When God will give you favor.
Man.
When you humble yourself with law enforcement, with judges, with lawyers, with whatever it is that you have, if you have wisdom, if you learn how to humble yourself, you learn how to crucify your flesh weekly by fasting and praying. And some of us need to elevate our fasting. Some of us say, well, I fast, but you only fast 2 to 4 hours a week. God is saying, elevate your fast. Some of you all need to move up and graduate to a full day fast. You've been cheating. You've been cheating. I'll say it again. You've been cheating yourself. Some of you all are qualified now. You've gotten used to, you don't even feel the effect of your half day fasts anymore. So God is saying, when you don't feel the effect, you know, kind of like working out. When you now have gotten used to the burn and it's not any longer resistance, you'll notice that your weight will hit a plateau when you're on the journey of weight loss. So what do they do? They add more extension to your workout, or they add more weight to have more resistance so you can feel the burn.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the Lord is saying. Some of you all need to elevate your fast. Go full days. Go multiple days. Drink water. 100% juice, or stay with the fruits and vegetables, you know. Work that out with the Lord, but God is saying some of you all are even cheating in that because you don't want to feel the burn, because you don't want to sacrifice. It hurts, it stings, but let me tell you something, it's rewarding. We wouldn't be able to operate the way that we do if we did not sacrifice. Some of you all still don't even know. We talked to most of you all on this line, but we have not told you even everything that we have had to go through. But it's because of that, God is allowing his glory to rest on this line so that you can be fed. And because of that, because when we preach and we speak and we decree and we breathe and we blow and we tell you to turn around or drink water, things happen for you. God wants you to be that. It's going to come a time, it's going to come a time in this world where you won't be able to call your doctor and schedule an appointment. You didn't think about that, did you? Because we're comfortable now. We don't see in the future. There won't be a time where it will be convenient for us to be able to go to the ER. You know why? Because there will be so much destruction and damage going on in this earth. The ERs will be a common place. The ER will be packed up already with people with wounds, people with sickness and dying. You know what you're going to need? You're going to need the supernatural power of God to heal you. You're going to need to learn and actually have doing to be able to say, Lord, sanctify my hand, and that when I place it on this individual, heal up this incision.
Amen.
Yes,
heal
yes.
every incision, every bacteria, Amen. Every Amen. Disease. You're going to have to pray against people who are going to need their leg amputated. Why? Because as they were running, they got shot. And they tore off their leg. God is going to begin to mend bones that have been broken while people were trying to escape such harshness, fell and broke their leg. We've seen it. Even with the young boy, he had a faith that was stronger than some adults. And because of his faith, God, literally, we have the x-rays. You already know. Some of you all seen it. The x-ray showed it broken, and then you see the after x-ray showed it mended. He didn't have to go into surgery. That was scheduled literally that day within an hour. These are the things that God is wanting to practice with you now so that in the day of hardness, the day of trouble, you won't be searching around. Oh, somebody get your phone. What is that man name? Apostle, his wife. She had a weird A name. Someone find them. No, you'll be able to do it yourself. You'll know the word of God yourself. Be a time when you can't go to the grocery store and buy what you need and out to. The grocery stores, they'll be empty and barren. So what will you need? You'll need the supernatural provision of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare a full roasted turkey to manifest right now in the midst of us with three sides. I want snow peas. You'll be able to place your order like KFC. Guess what? It will happen. It happens to us. I'm not preaching you imagination stuff. This happened literally to my husband and I. We had no food. No food. No food. And I turned to my husband, and I said, you know what? I want an oven roasted turkey or chicken. I said, I want peas. I said, no, skip that. I don't want peas. I want mixed vegetables. And I want mashed potatoes, not that box stuff with flakes and you add water and milk. No, I want real potatoes that someone has mashed. I said, this is what I would want if I could have a dinner today. Even on a Sunday. Even on a Sunday after church. We got to be praying and preaching. Do you not know that literally probably 15 minutes later, the doorbell rang. When we went to the door, we opened it up, we looked down. Piping hot was homemade roasted oven chicken. Mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes with real butter just melting all in it, and mixed vegetables.
That's God. Amen.
Okay, God.
Literally delivered to our front door. Nobody else was around.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else stood there and said, here you go. It was placed there, right there. God fed us. Eventually, we found out that what happened was because God would do the supernaturally. God allowed me to develop that taste. He said, speak it. See, because some of you all miss your blessing because you don't have faith enough to even speak it. He said, by law, I need you to speak it into the atmosphere. That's why the Bible says, call those things to be now as though they were. Not think it. You say, call it out. So when you speak it out loud, it begins to have permission to work in the earthly atmosphere. He said, as soon as you spoke it, I touched somebody's heart who had an abundance of food. And this lady that provided that food, she had an abundance of food. She had like four freezers. When somebody got four freezers in their house, you know they got some food. And when you get to call it out in the atmosphere, I touched her heart and I flashed your faces before her. And she said, I'm going to do it. And she didn't know why. She didn't know what to think, but she said, I'm just going to pick what I have. Oh, here's a turkey. Here's a chicken. Oh, I have some potatoes. Okay, I'll mash that real quick, and I got some mixed vegetables. I was placing an order, and God was moving on her heart to fix it for me. She got in her car, dropped it off, didn't even stay, didn't even want to be known. If we wouldn't have even called her and tried to figure it out, we wouldn't have never known it was her. God would do it.
Amen.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
I know
amen.
I have many testimonies, but it's time for us to wise up. It's time for us to have more power. I know that a lot of people can decree and declare. I know a lot of people can kind of be informed about what's going on in this earth, but when it comes down to actually bringing forth power to make it come to pass and manifest, they're on the empty. The tank is on empty. They got a lot of gas for flapping their lips, but the power behind it is low.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. God's not impressed with how eloquent you speak. God's not impressed with how you look, none of that. He wants somebody that can yield results.
Amen.
Take John the Baptist. John the Baptist was, as we would call, distasteful to look at. He was rough. If you read the Bible, John the Baptist, woo-wee, he was beyond country. This dude was like jungle. He was the country. You know, in America, we use people like, ooh, they just country. And we try to have a distasteful sound when we say that. But, no, he was beyond country. He was Congo. But let me tell you something. He has power. That will let you know God's not looking for anybody that got their nails manicured. God's not looking at people just because they eloquently speak. Let me tell you something. He was Congo. So if the Bible describes his exterior to be that way, I can imagine when he spoke, he had a gruffness. He killed animals with his bare hands. There's no eloquent speech in that. He told you exactly what the Lord said. He did what he needed to do, and he had power. Let me tell you something. God wants you to have power in today. He wants his people to now start manifesting in the earth. I remember we went to a Cat Curve conference two years ago, and she was talking about manifesting for Jesus. Some of you all, we need to lay hands on you and just say, manifest for Jesus and awaken something in your spirit. This is what the Lord is saying. Enough of that flabbergasting. Get to work. Apostle Smith would tell you, I can't stand talkers. No. Not talkers that just talk, but don't have anything to prove. Can't provide, can't manifest. I'm like God. I'm made in his likeness and his image. Words don't really do much for me. It's your heart. It's your passion. It's your tenacity. It's those that put their hands to the plow and don't look back. Now that's a soldier that endures good hardship. Good hardship. You endure it. This little thing that we got going on, we're still in the comfort of our home. There are people that are hurting and mourning, but we're still okay in America for the most part. For the most part. But it can get a whole lot worse if we don't learn how to humble ourselves to the point where even this little phone thing that we got going on will be shut down. And you have to do your own service with your own children because you couldn't pick up the phone because they're listening in. Anybody say Jesus, getting shut down. It could be a lot worse. But let's now humble ourselves, and let's now go out and manifest for Jesus. Let's stop talking about it. Let's be about it. Let's be soldiers. For the Lord. Let's get Congo for Jesus, like John the Baptist.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. We love you. Apostle Jim, they're cracking up. But we love you.
Amen.
And thank God for joining this afternoon with us. I
love
hope this will resonate with you. Share it with your friends. Tell other people to listen to the call back so that they can be blessed. A lot of people are hurt, and they don't know how to express their emotions. So what they do, they're ranting and raving on Facebook. It's this, it's that, it's this. They need to now understand how to really comprehend this whole thing. It's bigger than just that incident or this incident. It is a biblical matter, and a lot of them need to be awakened to that.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the generals.